News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR. Welcome to Day Trip Destinations.
We didn't even get any lyrics on that one,
I
really.
I know, just the beautiful prelude.
Oh, well, you know, that's what it is.
Actually, the closed captions on the song say, upbeat rock music continues.
Oh, all right, that's so cute. Yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Hi.
It's Friday.
Happy Friday. Hopefully, you've all had a wonderful week.
Wonderful.
I mean, at least it was, like, relatively mild in terms of weather.
Ugh.
I mean, you know, I mean, it was a little...
Who needs the sun?
I know you need the sun more than anyone else.
I feel like everyone needs the sun.
But...
Especially when it goes, like, weeks without it.
Yeah.
Ugh. I was so excited because earlier this week we were supposed to, like, Tuesday and Wednesday was supposed to be, like, partly cloudy, and then they were like, no, just kidding.
That was just a joke.
Just overcast and freezing rain.
There's just a little carrot they're trying to dangle, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They want to make sure that you have something to look forward to, even if it's...
Fake.
Fake news.
That's fake news. Fake weather.
Let's hear from our sponsors.
Sure. Those include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweepy Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon.
I love it. Awesome. Welcome to our new sponsors as well.
Yeah, and there's some oldies but goodies that came back.
Oldies but goodies.
Including One Credit Union and Eversource.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of sponsors, Sweepy Cafe opened once again. It's the return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items, highlighting seasonal produce made to order on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Fine wraps, salads, soups, and more in the grab-and-go cooler all week long during Sweepy hours. Wednesday through Sunday, hang there or take to go. Also brought to you by Crown Point Cabinetry, a second-generation family business located in Claremont. Crown Point, nationally recognized for fine-quality cabinetry for your entire home.
Awesome. Thank you to our sponsors for supporting the show all the time.
Always.
Okay, so for our first segment today,
yeah.
Everyone might know or might have known that Hannaford's in New London was closed for quite some time.
It's a fire.
It's like 2 weeks, I think. Yeah, that was a big change for a lot of people. Like that.
Yeah, what was it, the bakery that caught fire?
Yeah, so it was something that happened in the bakery. I don't know if it was a fire, but I don't know if it was in the ventilation.
Was the whole store gutted? Is that like what?
Yeah.
Really?
So basically the state had said, nope, unfortunately, you know, because of all the smoke and because of all of the damage that particular area had, everything in the store needs to be thrown away.
Wow.
Which is disgusting and terrible and all the things. And I realize they can't control it. I understand
right.
that it comes down from the state level. Mm-hmm. But whomever is making these decisions at the state level, so I just think anyone who's making these decisions at the state level like really needs to reconsider. Yeah.
I mean, I can understand open things. You know, maybe like, you know, if smoke got like on like the produce or something, like I understand that. But like sealed stuff, like you really need to toss like canned goods.
They had to strip everything from all of the shelves
crazy.
And throw it into dumpsters.
Wow.
And some people didn't want to go to Market Basket. Some people didn't want to go travel the extra distance. If that's the case and you are one of those people who don't necessarily want to go right outside of town, which is fine, you know, everyone to each their own.
Right.
Then a lot of people decided to utilize the Kearsarge Food Co-op quite a bit more.
Yeah, which makes sense.
So I figured that would be a good segue for us to talk about them today because mm-hmm. we don't really talk about them often.
Right.
I think we've talked about them a couple times on the show. But
yeah.
So they're located at 52 Newport Road in New London, 603-526-6650. They are open Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. A lot of people think that you have to be a member of the co-op to shop there. Oh, but no, you don't.
You don't. You can get special incentives for being a member, but
correct.
You can still, anyone and everyone can shop at the Kearsarge Co-op. Local, organic, and so much more. It's Kearsarge Community Grocery Store.
I feel like you should see his presentation of that wordage. It was very cute. His hands opened up. He was very welcoming.
I smiled.
He had a very warm presence about him. It was lovely. In June of 2009, mm-hmm. they officially opened Kearsarge Cooperative Grocer, a Lake Sunapee area sister store of the Concord Food Co-op.
Indeed.
A smaller version. It's basically a smaller version mm-hmm. of the Concord store. The New London location shares the same commitment to providing high-quality natural and organic foods, supporting local farms and businesses, and promoting sustainability above all else. They have natural and organic products, a wide array of specialty products as well. And of course, as we've talked about before, you can become a member, mm-hmm. which gives you, like you said, extra incentive.
Yeah.
So sometimes that gives you kind of occasional freebies, that gives you occasional discounts on certain things.
I think they have like customer appreciation days and stuff like that.
Correct. Yeah. They have different stuff like that. And you can be entered in to win certain raffle prizes and things like that throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So there are benefits for sure to doing that. But the store itself is quite literally a grocery store.
Right.
So if you're looking for, you know, milk, if you're looking for eggs, if you're looking for deli meats and fruits and vegetables, you can find all of that at the Kearsarge Cooperative Grocery Store. Mm-hmm. That's definitely an alternative.
Right.
Because Hannaford's was closed, a lot of people stepped up and used that a little bit more mm-hmm. than they had in the past, which is great because obviously it's great for not only that organization, but also great for local produce and that kind of our local farmers and farms.
Right.
So everyone is welcome at the co-op, but becoming a member does have its perks. Membership benefits. So you can participate in the governance of the co-op, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. They have an annual member celebration, the Cafe Club card. You get 5% off one purchase per month. You have 10% off one purchase during your birthday month. You can do they call it line up for the loot. They have Liberty Mutual insurance discounts, and of course, they have a buying club. Mm-hmm. So they have a whole co-op membership package that you receive when you purchase.
Yep.
And it's really not – I think a lot of people anticipate it being super, uber, duper expensive.
Yeah.
And it's really not. Membership shares can be starting at $25 all the way up to $100.
Yep.
So there's a lot of ways for it to work for you.
Yeah.
And of course, when you are a member of the Kearsarge Food Co-op, that would also be a member of the Concord Food Co-op. Mm-hmm. So you could shop at either location with that membership.
So if you get the hankering for some snacks while you're down in Concord, head on over to the Concord Food Co-op online at concordfoodcoop.coop.
You're really good at this. It's like your job or something.
Yeah.
So if you follow them on any sort of social media, they've got Instagram, they've got Facebook, and you can kind of take a look at some of the specials that they have going on, some of the things that they are focusing on at their stores. They'll kind of feature, too, some local farmers who are growing products mm-hmm. for the grocery stores, which is always great. They'll introduce some sales that they might have going on, and they might introduce some of their workers, which is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these local grocery stores, or a lot of retail stores in general, because they're probably people that we know, they're neighbors, they're friends, they're colleagues, it's really cool to kind of put names and faces together.
Yeah.
So when you're shopping at, you know, Joe Schmo's, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know,
Cardiff. What do you knows?
And they also have classes, too, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So you can do meal prep classes, healthy eating classes. They have a lot of different recipes that they share.
They do, like, wine and cheese tasting stuff. Like,
every once in a while. Yes, yeah. Delicious. I love all the things. And then they also have a newsletter that comes out quite frequently as well. Mm-hmm. So there's just a whole bunch of things, a whole bunch of perks to being a member.
Yeah.
And then, of course, just 1.5 million things to purchase at these particular shops, which is nice.
So they also have like a good like health and beauty section, too.
They do, yes. Yeah. So it's not just necessarily grocery stores. Mm-hmm. Being a member of the Concord Food Co-op and the Kearsarge Food Co-op certainly has its benefits. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and at 52 Newport Road in New London, and phone number 603-526-6650. And also, definitely worth it, especially if your usual grocery store is not in operation, but also if your usual store is in operation and you want a little bit of a different variety, mm-hmm. Or you want to look at that kind of natural and organic option. Like I said, with all of the food that they have there, we've got bread, we've got produce, we've got all the things. They also do have, like, the health and beauty mm-hmm. wellness piece as well. So soap, toothpaste, shampoo, waxes. Conditioners, waxes.
Yeah.
For what?
Like lips.
Oh, like chapsticks?
Yeah.
That's what they call them. They're called chapsticks. Well,
but it's like wax. Like beeswax.
Chapstick is such a funny word.
Chapstick.
It's kind of like Kleenex.
It's a stick to not chap your lips.
Correct. But chapstick is technically the name brand.
Right.
So it's...
It's like Band-Aid. Like Band-Aid's a brand.
But like what is chapstick? If it's not called...
It's lip balm.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Lip balm. Mm-hmm. But it's like Kleenex, you know? Kleenex right. is a name brand. And it's tissues. Chapstick. No, lip balm. Weird.
There's like Band-Aids. Like self-adhesive bandage, please.
Can I have a self-adhesive bandage? Oh, jeez, Louise. It's like bleach. What's... No, bleach isn't bleach.
Yeah, bleach is bleach, yeah.
Bleach is bleach.
Yeah. Windex. what else do you call it? Multi-surface cleaner.
Yep. That's what I think. Actually, that's called glass cleaner, I think.
What? Windex?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a couple different ones. They have glass cleaner and then they have like multi-purpose.
Well, yeah, but it's like yellow or something, isn't it?
Blue, I think.
No, blue is the window one.
I think you can use it on any glass.
You can probably use it on anything, but point is point. Yeah. Anyways, so make sure you follow them on Facebook, Instagram, all the places to catch up on all of the things that they have to offer. And stop in there. Check it out. See if it's something that you're interested in. And then if you really are interested, then you can become a member and get and save even more.
Oh.
So I did want to mention before we go to commercial here, we just recently had our annual meetings, our annual meetings, singular, meeting.
Okay, Gollum. Annual meetings are hot. Actually, that's like Yoda and Gollum. And it's Gollum like if they had a love child.
That's like Yollum.
Yollum.
Okay.
Annual meetings are hot. We told.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so we had our Lake Sinope Region Chamber annual meeting. At that, we kind of talk about our 2023 year. We talk about goals for 2024, events that are coming up, important dates to save, all those kinds of things. So some of the big things coming up for us would be like, well, we're once again, we're going to have our annual chamber ski day. And that'll be held at Mount Sinope in March. We have our big Black Fly golf tournament coming up. That will happen in May. And then, of course, we had mentioned here on the show the Taste of Lake Sinope Region event that we partner with Mount Sinope for. And that is actually going to take place on October 26th this year.
Oh, nice.
So I just want to kind of toss that out there because I want people to save the date. It's going to be a super fun event. We're talking two floors of food, desserts, appetizers, savory bites, sweet bites, drinks, all the things. So definitely it's going to be something that you're not going to want to miss. You're going to want to go buy a ticket, sample everything, and then vote for your favorite. Also, for our annual awards, we did present those awards at our annual meeting. So just one more time, one more shout out for these folks. Rookie Business of the Year, Bark and Bath Pet Spa. Business of the Year, Mount Sinope Resort. Our Young Professional of the Year, Sage Toe Cash, the New London Barn Playhouse. Our Community Member of the Year is Brianna Critch of Claremont Savings Bank. And the Nonprofit of the Year is the Sinope Farmers Market. So those are our winners this year. We'll be putting out a press release and we'll be sharing all that information on our social media pages just so folks know and they can kind of reach out to them and congratulate them on their win. And then also just it's good promotion for the businesses. It's good promotions for the organizations and all of the things. So our annual meeting was a wild success. The weather was a little dodgy, but, you know, it's fine. We're New Englanders. We'll power through.
It is what it is. It's January.
It's it was January, and now it's February.
Well, the meeting was on January.
Correct.
I guess it's insinuates that it's still January. It was January.
And now it's February.
Now it's February.
So that's what we have going on, folks, for our first segment today.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490.
FM 98.9.
That's the one. This segment is brought to you by Eversource. At Eversource, they know the role energy plays at the center of your life, warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping your lights on. And with global energy prices at all-time highs, they want to help. Working together, they can help find a flexible payment plan or other assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com. Also brought to you by New London Hospital Express Care. From rashes to bumps or fevers to falls, for life's unexpected injuries and ailments, there's New London Hospital Express Care. Visit New London Hospital Express Care with convenient evening and weekend hours, no appointment needed. You'll have access to all the services you need under one roof, including radiology and laboratory testing. This is expert care at your speed.
Excellent. Thank you so much to our sponsors for supporting the show. So for our second segment today, we are going to be talking about Petal Patch in Newport. So it's February. So what's coming up?
March.
No.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Okay. Woo.
I thought we were just doing some dates.
So on Valentine's Day, actually, I'm doing a coffee and conversation on Valentine's Day at the office.
There you go.
So if anyone's lonely and wants to come hang out with me, with some coffee and some pastries, my office is the place to be on February 14th.
I mean, why not? We need to be more cognizant of Sad Day as well.
Yes, that's true. Single Awareness Day. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. So Newport, it's located at 2 Main Street, and it's 603-863-3833. The reason I'm bringing them up for a couple reasons. Number one is because they were just finished Dancing with the Newport Stars.
Yep.
So we're going to talk a little bit about a recap of that. Mm-hmm. But also, it's been kind of fun because they've put on their Facebook feed like some national days that have come up. Mm-hmm. So like National Daisy Day and like National Puzzle Day.
Yeah.
And so all of these things kind of pop up on their news feed. And they're promoting different things that they have going out at the store. So if it's National Daisy Day, they had a whole, display of daisies you could come and pick one from.
Yeah.
And then if it's Puzzle Day, they have a bunch of puzzles at the, within all of the different items they have for gifts at the store. So it's kind of cool to kind of see those things on their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. And I think it diversifies them, because a lot of people are like, oh, flowers, yep, okay. Just right. The most important occasions of the year.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other things you can purchase there as well.
There are.
So Valentine's Day, of course, is on February 14th. And they actually have two after-hours events that are scheduled for people to do a little pre-ordering for Valentine's Day. Ooh. They have two more. So they have Get Your Shopping Done Early for Valentine's Day, February 2nd, which is today, folks.
Wow.
From 5 to 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then on February 3rd, which is tomorrow,
yes,
12 to 2 p.m.
Ah.
So these are opportunities for you to get a little bit of shopping done for your sweethearts, if you will. Again, that you can find more information on their Facebook page or at www.petal-patch.com. And then if you go to their Facebook page, you can actually see some of the bouquets that they've been creating.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because they call it From the Workbench.
Yep.
And it's just really fun.
It must be a nice job.
All sorts of, yes and no. Like I've attempted to bouquets of flowers,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you're like trying to put bouquets of flowers into jars or vases or whatever. Vases.
Mm-hmm.
I always get nervous about, this is too high, this is too low, this is going to fall over. Mm. This isn't, like there's such a precision. But
I bet once you get into it though.
Oh, I'm sure that once you know.
But. I bet it's just like, just dealing with flowers every day and just happiness and.
Oh, maybe that's your calling.
Maybe.
Matt is not happy in the wintertime. I think everyone here knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He also just really relies very heavily on the energy of springtime to rejuvenate his soul. So I'm thinking that, maybe flowers are your calling.
Maybe.
You do love to garden.
I do.
You like to grow things.
I do love growing things. I'm going to be a florist.
All right. So those two after-hours events are coming up very quickly. But of course, obviously, you have all the way up until Valentine's Day. Should you be purchasing something for Valentine's Day?
Day of the week is end.
A Wednesday.
Yeah.
So Valentine's Day is coming up. So though you have those two opportunities to shop after hours, or you can shop online, give them a call, or you can head over to the store.
Store is beautifully decorated from the window. It's all Valentine's-y.
Yes, Valentine's-y. So there's lots of different opportunities for you to purchase flowers for your loved one for Valentine's Day from the Petal Patch in Newport. They even deliver. So if you're interested in doing that. What?
Do they deliver to businesses?
I would imagine so.
Boah.
I would love see National Daisy Day. So they have all sorts of things. And then Puzzle Day. I love puzzles. Recently, they did a container of roses on their step,
mm-hmm.
so people could just pick one up because they were, you know, not necessarily
throwing them out.
They weren't going to use them in sort of a display. So how cute is that?
Yeah.
Alley-Oops does something similar every now and then too. So they have lots of different opportunities to connect with them. Check them out on their website. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, all of the things. So another reason that we're talking about them is because they were Donna, who owns the Petal Patch, is part of the Newport Area Chamber of Commerce mm-hmm. and one of the founders of the Dancing with the Newport Stars event that takes place in Newport mm-hmm. at the Opera House. And it takes place at the end of January. And I think this was the 11th year of the fundraiser.
Wow.
So it's a fundraiser for the Newport Area Chamber of Commerce as well as the Newport Arum Opera House Association.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was an all-star year, so there were 5 contestants, and they each did 2 different dances, and then there was a second half of the show where the ladies' troupe, the couples' troupe, special performances, all that kind of stuff took place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been going to this show for probably, I don't know, like 8 years, something like that, 7 years, and this year was the first year that I was
a judge
in the actual event, if you will. So I was asked to be a judge
mm-hmm.
for the event. And a few things. Number one,
mm-hmm.
a little part of me would prefer to probably be on stage.
Yeah.
Because it's nerve-wracking sitting there and having all of these things to say. Like, it was just weird. It was mm-hmm. definitely weird. I'm a talker. I could talk till the cows come home.
Yep.
But it was interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had a blast. I had a super fun time with it. Everyone's feedback has been really appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
They've been like, oh, my God, you were great. You know, you had so many good things to say.
And, yep.
You know, you had such good energy about you and you were funny and all those kinds of things. So all of those are helpful because they make me feel a little bit better about my performance there. But it was a fantastic show both Friday night and Saturday night. Friday night, Dr. Ben mm-hmm. won for – he's a ham. I mean, he owns the stage and he – shimmied his way to first place and
shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
People were all about it. People brought glow sticks for him. Like it was just, they had a lot of things going on. It
mm-hmm.
was kind of wild. And then on Saturday night, Shannon won.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of funny because that was the same pairing and the same lineup the year that both of them competed.
Mm-hmm.
Previous to the All-Star year. So they competed in the same year, and then Ben won one of those nights, and then Shannon won the other
night. That's funny.
So now this was like a total recreation of that for the All-Star program.
I guess it just proves they are the dancing star champions of Newport.
But yeah, so everybody did a fantastic job. There was great music, great costuming, just great energy around the whole event. And the houses were packed, and people were so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things that's a challenge when you're a performer on stage is like you kind of base your performance, whether you're a singer, an actor, a dancer, whatever it is, a comedian, like whatever it is, you base your performance off of the energy of your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have an audience that is like silent and there's
it doesn't
crickets
help. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's torture.
Right.
It is absolute torture. And but if you have an audience that's engaging and they're laughing and they're clapping and they're cheering and they're hooting and they're hollering and they're doing all the things, it just makes your performance that much better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people forget that sometimes, you know what I mean? Like you sit sometimes in those audiences and you're just like staring, you know what I mean? You might as well be drooling, right? Like there's just no action.
It's true.
But these audiences for both of the shows mm-hmm. for both nights were great.
Yeah.
Friday night was really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday wasn't too bad. It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so fun. You know what I mean? When people really get into it, the whole house is like on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very cool. It was a great event. I think everybody did a fantastic job. Again, another fantastic fundraiser for both the Newport Opera House Association and the Chamber of Commerce. And I'm excited to see what they have in their in store for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens then. But that's exciting. It's exciting all the way around for everybody. And then still on the Winter Carnival or on the Newport front, Winter Carnival is coming up.
Yep.
And the pageant, which is the performance that takes place on Friday the 9th, takes place at 7 p.m. at the Newport Opera House. The Prince and Princesses perform and all queen contestants perform. So that's a really fun event. And then the Conniption Fits are also playing on Saturday night. So that's going to be a fun opportunity to kind of dance the night away. at the Newport Opera House. So it's just going to be a jam-packed 4 days weekend, I guess, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday, actually, because Sunday is that, remember, the murder mystery dinner, which I'm excited to go to. So lots of cool things going on for Newport Winter Carnival, and it's just a fun time to be in that community and to be part of all of the things that are going on.
I was, like, just driving through town and seeing the flame.
Yeah.
Like, just lit up. It just makes me feel like the Olympics, which are this year.
It's the Olympics, Paris.
Paris. That's what they call it.
The Newport Area Chamber of Commerce is also having their annual meeting. That's coming up soon. So to keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. It's, I believe they do a breakfast instead. So yeah, Winter Carnival Pageant is coming up in Newport. I highly recommend people to download. You can go to the Newport Area Chamber of Commerce website and download the schedule for the entire 4 or 5 day week, weekend situation. I believe it's Wednesday is the kickoff that evening with the torch lighting. Then it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all jam-packed with stuff to do. So if you'd want to learn a little bit more about that individually, you can certainly head to any of the participants' Facebook pages, the Newport Recreation, Newport Area Chamber of Commerce, and even I think the Newport Opera House is sharing that as well. Or you can just listen back to our show from last week.
It's true.
Where we broke down the schedule from top to bottom.
At great length.
At great length. So that's our second segment. Petal Patch, they have after-hours events specific for Valentine's Day ordering. February 2nd, that's tonight, from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And then February 3rd,
tomorrow
from 12 to 2. You're a listener. I love it. Then Dancing with the Stars, congratulations to all of the contestants and all of the winners.
Especially and Dr. Ben and Shannon.
Correct, for taking home first place on Friday and then Saturday. And Newport Winter Carnival, get out there, enjoy it.
All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with the next segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk, 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
Why don't we paint the town and all that jazz? I'm gonna rouge my knees and throw my stockings down and all that jazz. Start the car, I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all of that jazz.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK. AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. This segment is brought to you by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, who think differently about banking. They get to know their customers, and they're committed to providing the right tools and right advice to help you be successful. Learn more at barharbor.bank.
So that was All That Jazz by Chita Rivera.
Yes.
Unfortunately, she passed away this week. She lived quite a life, though.
How long was she? How old was she?
96 or something like that. So definitely, yeah, 92 maybe. I don't remember.
Either way, a life well lived.
A life well lived. Yep. She was a magical Broadway performer. All right. So for a third segment today, we're going to be talking about a food location on the go.
On wheels?
On wheels. It's a bus.
A bus? A bus of food.
Pizza, to be specific.
Pizza? Everyone loves pizza.
So it is called Pizza Hero.
Pizza Hero.
And right now, right because they're on wheels, mm-hmm. right now they are located in Grantham. You get off the highway and mm-hmm. you see their bus right there. It is a red and yellowish bus, mm-hmm. and it says Pizza Hero right on the side. Yep. Perfect, right?
Is it a full-size bus?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. So pizza lovers, exciting news. We're thrilled to announce that Pizza Hero is at the Grantham Greenway location, which is 151 Route 10 in Grantham.
Is that the park and go? Or
yes, close. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can find them at pizzaherobus.com. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram. 603-998-4442. So Chris Boucher is actually the owner of the pizza bus mm-hmm. or the Pizza Hero. He has had a lot of, he's been a chef at a lot of places in the community, mm-hmm. and this was something that he really wanted to do. And it's pretty cool because he's made it happen, and it's delicious. Everyone, I have not had it myself, mm-hmm. but everyone that I have heard that has tried the pizza mm-hmm. has been like...
Does he cook it on the bus?
This is incredible, yes.
I guess you would need like a pretty substantial cooking area for pizza. So I don't know how that works.
So he is open every single day of the week,
yep.
except for Wednesdays. He's open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. at this particular location. Now, if you go to pizzaherobus.com, you can not only see what his current menu is, but you can see some of the most popular dishes. You can see all of the things that he has going on. So here are some of the pizzas he offers pretty consistently. Mm-hmm. He has the purest cheese pizza, mm-hmm. naturally. Mm-hmm. He's got pepperoni. Obviously, with pepperoni.
Right.
He's got the fungi.
Mm-hmm.
F-U-N-G-H-I.
Fungi.
The margarita pizza. Yep. A classic pizza.
That's right. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
So the margarita, I don't want to say it like that.
Margarita.
Is usually when they put fresh mozzarella, like kind of chunky mozzarella. Mozzarella, as my mother would say. Yeah. Mozzarella. I'm like, you are not Italian. Stop it. She goes, oh, I'm just going to put some mozzarella on it.
Isn't she Irish?
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? It's mozzarella. And then you put fresh basil and then olive oil.
Oh, nice. Okay. That sounds pretty good.
It is pretty tasty. Yeah. He also has the quattro formaggi, which is a four cheese pie.
Uh-huh.
Quattro formaggi cheese.
Yeah.
Then they have the profiterole de Elizabeth, clearly Elizabeth's favorite, which looks like it has tomato sauce, mozzarella, sweet Italian sausage, mixed mushrooms, and a dash of oregano. They have the pancetta con funghi. So mozzarella, mixed mushrooms, onions, and crispy bacon.
I think that'd be mine.
They have a standard tomato pie, mm-hmm. which is the California plum tomato sauce adorned with only garlic-infused olive oil and a sprinkling of pecorino romano. They have a pesto pizza,
yep.
which has California plum tomato sauce topped with mozzarella, mushrooms, black olives, and finished with fire-roasted pine nuts. That's what pesto is, pine nuts.
Is it?
Yes. And then the Bianca, which is a ricotta base. This is a white pie.
Mm-hmm.
A ricotta base with mozzarella, pecorino romano, a drizzle of garlic-infused olive oil, and a dash of oregano. They have San Pellegrinos. They have Cokes. They have water, Diet Coke, Sprite, all the things. And then he also has Klondike bars for dessert, just in case.
What would you do like for a Klondike bar?
Exactly. So that's what the menu looks like from the Pizza Hero.
Yep.
So lots of different options there for folks who love a good pizza place. Now, he also does private events and catering, which mm-hmm. is cool. So he essentially, even though it's a bus, it's a food truck experience, right?
Right.
So it's an unforgettable food truck experience. Mm-hmm. Pizza Hero specializes in wood-fired pizzas, delectable salads, appetizers, and desserts for all of your events. So if you're interested in a bus, a pizza bus, to come to your event, reach out to Chris.
Sounds good for weddings.
That's very, very true. It's the best of both worlds. We seamlessly blend the trendy food truck vibe with the efficiency of traditional catering. And then they're booking for 2024, so mm-hmm. reserve as soon as possible. Again, you can reach out to Chris at chefuno@yahoo.com or christopherboucher@gmail.com. Or you can call 603-998-4442 to get more information there. And then, of course, their daily retail operation depends on where the bus is parked.
Right.
So if you follow them on Facebook and Instagram, you'll be able to catch where the bus might move to and from. So wood-fired pizza perfection. Our mm-hmm. pizzas are meticulously crafted with fresh on-site made dough and cooked to perfection in our wood-fired oven, ensuring a hot, handcrafted pizza buffet experience for you and your guests. So catering options, you can choose up to 25 pizzas from the Pizza Hero menu at menu prices, or you can do an all-inclusive packages for varying guest counts, depending on how many people you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Rates vary by day. Obviously, it depends on location, all the kinds of things. But definitely, right on his website, he actually has an option for you to put in your information for a private event or mm-hmm. a catering job, which is very helpful, obviously, if you are looking for information right out the gate. They also have gift cards, which is kind of nice. So the Pizza Hero is a fantastic option. It's a super cool little pop-in for lunch, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course,
does he have any seating, like, around the bus?
No, he does not have any seating around the bus. No. So it's you're going there, you're picking up your pizza, and then you're moving.
Okay, I didn't know if they're like picnic tables or in like good weather.
I would imagine during the summer season, he might, you know,
might park near. Does he have like a distribution area?
What do you mean?
Or like a coverage area that he like stays within?
Well, he technically, I think he lives locally, so he's kind of been doing just this circle, like the Lake Sunapee region kind of thing.
Okay.
But of course, he's available for booking, so mm-hmm. he could probably drive anywhere that you wanted to
right.
if you were interested in having him at your particular location. So, So Pizza Hero Bus, you can find him on Facebook, Instagram, all of the above. Make sure you follow them because obviously he is a bus, he is on wheels, and he moves around quite a bit. So if you're interested in trying out his pizza, you're going to want to keep track of where he is.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Just like a pizza.
Just like a pizza.
Mm-hmm. So the last time we were together, we ended up talking about how the Discover Sugar River Region DMO organization was putting together Sugar River Socials.
That's right.
At the River Room at Remundel's in Claremont mm-hmm. was the first one.
Yep.
There were about 30 people who came.
Nice.
Very cool attendance. I was not able to go because it was the same night as the dress rehearsal for Dancing with the Newport Stars. So unfortunately, I was not able to go, mm-hmm. but pictures were great. Content was great. Feedback from all the people was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, I think it's going to really take off.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was our first one of 2024.
Yeah.
So our second one in February is going to be actually at Eastman, and it's going to be cross-country skiing. So if you're if you're not sure how to do it, or if you want to learn how to do it, or if you don't want to cross-country ski at all and you just want to have some food, you can certainly do that.
Cross-country skiing is kind of like walking twice.
Sure. I think it's more like walking and skating together.
Yeah, sliding.
But close.
Slide walking,
yeah.
That's how I heard that how running was invented. Somebody tried to walk twice and they ran.
All right, okay.
And then they invented running.
Wow, that's
pretty smart.
That's
never tried to run something. Twice or walk twice. And
so the next Sugar River Social is going to take place on Saturday, February 24th. At Eastman, and again, this is going to be that cross-country skiing bit of it. If you're not sure how, that will be a lesson for people to learn, but also there will be like a mixer element to it as well.
Yes.
So it won't just necessarily be the actual cross-country skiing, but it will also be the food.
You probably don't even have to ski if you don't want to.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can just go and eat.
But it'll be good. Hopefully, you know, those same kind of folks who came out for the last one in January will also come out to the one in February. It is the first day of school vacation, so I don't know how that's going to affect attendance. But So that's Sugar River Social, February 24th.
Yep.
Follow Discover Sugar River Region on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with all of those particular dates and deadlines and all of those kinds of things. You can also go to discoversugarriverregion.com and you can learn more about them there as well. So lots of opportunities to connect. That's what we're all about here. And of course, food, Pizza mm-hmm. Hero, and shopping local and events coming up, all of those things. You can find all that information right here on Day Trip Destinations.
That's right.
We'll talk to you again
with Sugar River Region. Well, that wraps up this edition of Day Trip Destinations. I would like to rethank our sponsors, of which doth include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweepy Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon. Don't forget you can listen to a re-airing tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. and anytime online at WNTK.com. And as Ashley said, we will talk to you on Monday. with News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all of that jazz.